Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the 16th Sunday of Pentecost. And if you remember last week, Jesus spoke of the dishonest manager and taught us how to wisely manage our resources for kingdom purposes, especially by sharing with the poor and the needy. Now, in today's gospel, Jesus continues the theme. In the parable of the rich man, often called Dives, and Lazarus, Jesus warns us about the danger of the selfish use of our blessings. He doesn't condemn wealth itself, but rather the refusal to live generously and mercifully with what we have. Now, in the parable, note the audience of Jesus and the misconceptions that he addressed. You know that Jesus directed this parable primarily to the Pharisees, whom Luke describes as lovers of money and public criticized for lacking compassion. He confronts two faulty beliefs common in this day, in that day, and even today. One misconception, that prosperity is equal to God's favor, and poverty is equal to God's curse. Some assume that the poor are suffering because they have sinned, so they don't deserve help. Number two, wealth is meant to be enjoyed freely. For many believe that if God has blessed you, your gratitude is simply to live in luxury rather than to use those blessings in service. Now, through this parable, Jesus counters both ideas and calls his hearers to live by the kingdom ethic of mercy, compassion, and sharing. If you note that this parable has two scenes. Now, the first scene is the earthly life. The rich man lives in opulence, fine clothes, sumptuous meals daily, a picture of excess. And Lazarus, by contrast, is sick, covered in sores, laid at the rich man's gate, hoping for scraps, and even licked by dogs. The juxtaposition is sharp and deliberate. The rich man's comfort right next to Lazarus' suffering. The second scene, the afterlife. Lazarus dies and is carried to Abraham's bosom, a symbol of blessing and rest. The rich man also dies and finds himself in torment in Hades. Suffering and longing even for a drop of water. So he pleads that Lazarus be sent to relieve him or to warn his living brothers. Do you remember Abraham's answer? The chasm is fixed now. They had Moses and the prophets. They ought to listen to them. So why was the rich man condemned? What did he do or what did he not do? The scripture does not argue that the rich man's sin was in having wealth. Rather, the problem lies in what he refused to do with his wealth. Biblical scholars and commentators identify three culpable omissions. The first, neglecting the needy at his door. Lazarus lay at the gate. The rich man passed by daily. He had opportunity, but did nothing. So the parable implicitly condemns inaction, ignoring those in need, even when they are close. Second, ignoring God's own commands in scriptures. The rich man's table presumably contained the scriptures, scrolls, that commanded generosity. He did not allow God's word to shape his life. And third, living in luxury without compassion. He lived for himself, indulgently, selfishly, insulated from suffering. He asked, "Am I my brother's keeper?" He refused the relational responsibility to others. In short, it's not wrong to be rich, but it's wrong not to share. So what does this mean for us today? First, awareness. Let us open our eyes. This is the first step, to see the needs around us. In many cities, including ours, homelessness and poverty are no longer hidden. The numbers are growing and the faces are visible. Sometimes the rich man fails not because he is greedy, but because he fails to see Lazarus. Number two, action. Move from awareness to generosity. We each have been blessed in various ways. Financial resources, time, talents, connections, influence. The question is, how will we use them? The parable urges us to share, to move from mere sympathy into tangible giving and loving service. And the third is witness. That is to say, speak and live out the message. The rich man in torment asked Abraham to send Lazarus as a messenger to his brothers. But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. If they don't listen to them, even someone rising from the dead won't persuade them." In like manner, some people around us haven't heard the gospel or the urgency of responding. Who will tell them? We are called not only to share our resources, but to share the message of Christ and Christ himself. And number four, the sense of urgency and finality. The parable teaches that after death, the opportunity to cross to the other side is gone. The rich man's plea for Lazarus to warn the living is denied. Now the gulf is fixed. That means to say, we should not delay in responding. The time is now. So the parable of Dives or the rich man and Lazarus compels us to examine how we live in the light of eternity, Are we rich in things, yet bankrupt in compassion? Let us ask ourselves, do I see Lazaruses around me? Am I giving, not just giving out of surplus, in ways that reflect God's generosity? Am I speaking, living, and loving so others might do the gospel's call? And to those five brothers in the story, Jesus says, if you reject God's messengers now, even a resurrection won't persuade you. May we not be those brothers. May we live differently. And may we act now. Amen.